Maulana explained it, which is the whole ummah accept this. By that, that share, many people will have ihtiras. But jawab of it, one person come in the sohbat of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam. He just see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just see him, 1 minute, 1 second. He accept Islam sincerely. He's a sahabi. And now, after that, he went away. Or he died. He didn't make one salah. He didn't learn one hadith, one masala. Nothing, not one jihad he went for, nothing. But now he's a sahabi. Yat zamana, the sohbate, imamul awliya. That is better, that because of that you get your imam. And he, that sahabi, the whole world awaits Farni, rahimahumullah, cannot be equal to him. Awaits Farni, Allahu Akbar. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sayyidina Umar radiallahu, when you will meet awaits Farni, ask him to make dua for you and dua for the ummah. What is his position? But he can't be a sahabi. He didn't meet Nabi, and he had genuine excuse. And that's why he couldn't come, because khidmat of his mother. And from there we understand hukukul ibad. To meet Allah's Nabi, what a great thing. But hukukul ibad, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, you stay there. You make khidmat of your mother. So how important hukukul ibad? So anyway, so the whole world, not ulama and awliya like me and you or somebody, but the awais karni can equal one sahabi. So that is the value of yak samana ba sahabat. And by the barakat of that, iman on not on iman is guaranteed. Mahabbat al-saliheen is a guarantee for, and sahabat al-saliheen is guaranteed for khatima on iman. Shaitan, he had four aims. He had three aims. The fourth aim he did not have. He was an alim. He knew the juziyat of the shariat of all the anbiya. So we just know some few masail we know. But he had the knowledge of all the juziyats of the sharia. He was such an abid that in the whole world there isn't so much space left hand spent where he did not make such stuff. Everywhere. And his ibadat and his ilm was such that even the malaika, they acknowledged him as a great bishop. And he should stay amongst the malaika. And his name actually is his name was kept Azazir, on the same wazan of Israfil, Jibreel, Mikael. He was never an angel, he was a jinn. But he was staying with the malaika and the great, great malaika. So even his name was like that, otherwise he was Iblis. So ilm also he had. His abid also he was, second aim. And he was arif also of Allah. So much he was arif when Allah Ta'ala told him, ukhruj, ukhruj, get out from here. At that time he said, Rabbi zurni, give me muhlat, give me some chance. Ulama say, our Shaykh rahimahullah, that made, he said, Rabbi unzur ilayya. That just I made a mistake, have mercy, Allah should do his will. But he said, give me time, ila yawmul qiyamah. So Allah gave him. So he knew that Allah Ta'ala is free of ifti'al, of Allah. No halat can overpower Allah. Even anger cannot overpower Allah. Allah will remain as he is. He will have anger, but he will control the anger. Anger won't control Allah. Allah has love for everyone. But Allah's love won't control Allah. Allah's love, Allah will control you. We are such, we have sometimes love, and for our children, we do wrong things also because of love. We buy something for them which we shouldn't buy. Our love overpowers us. Or with the wife also. And sometimes MashaAllah. Sometimes our anger overpowers us. But Allah, He knew that even in fi'al, Allah is free. That no condition can overpower Allah. So when Allah was very angry with him, and Allah told him, get out from here, he knew at that time also, I can ask Allah for His mercy. And he asked Allah Ta'ala. So shaitan had three things. He was alim, he was abid, he was arif. He was an ashik. He put his knowledge above his love for him. When Allah Ta'ala told him, make sajda, then he said, Ana khayrun, I am better than Adam. خَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ وَخَلَقْتَنِ مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ. You created him of sand. Sand is a thing that goes down. And fire is a thing that goes up. In other words, his i'tiraz on Allah, na'udhu billah. That, Ya Allah, your thinking is right. That what goes up, how can it make you set this up to something that is down? I am better, I am khayrun min. So, because of this, that an ashik, he doesn't follow his brain. He follows his muhabbat. So he didn't have muhabbat, he didn't have ish. Ish is very great muhabbat, strong muhabbat. And that is what a person has to develop. When a person hasn't got ish, when even his desires, he gives them preference over his knowledge. Your desire, you are sleepy Fajr time. You don't want to get up Fajr Subah. Your desire, because you are very tired, you slept late. But if you have ish, you will overpower. You will now do. Your desire to look at the woman on the street, that is your desire. But if you got ishq of Allah, only ishq can put off them. Taqwa will help you, not taqwa will help. But the point comes where taqwa also stops. The only thing that can help you over everything is ishq of Allah. Sometimes the desire for sin, it comes so strong in a person. And he just can't control himself, which is called nare ishq, the fire of ishq. And you just want to commit zina, you want to look with your eyes, you want to haram, you just want to. The only thing that can overpower that is the love of Allah. If you don't have the love of Allah, you will fall prey to that sin. So shaitan didn't have this. And that is really what a person has to develop in himself. So a person who develops, once a person's islah is made, then the person gets the love of Allah. Like for example, this glass here, if it is dirty, and maybe we were eating curry, so somebody catches with his finger from outside, so marks. But it's not dirt, it's food. But if I give you or you give me, feel no, it's not right, it's dirty, bring clean glass. But inside is clean. And you're not going to drink what is outside. And outside also is not dirty, it's food. It's not some from the dirty water outside or something, it's clean. But we don't want to do. So a heart that is dirty, love of haram inside the heart, how will Allah who is Subhan, your, how will Allah come in there? First clean your heart. And our Shaykh Rahimahullah was returning from New York to Karachi one time he went. Then in Damascus Airport, Jibish in Syria, Sham, Allah bless him with this poem there, that La ilaha muqaddam hai kalma-e tawheed. In our kalima of tawheed, first is La, negative. La ilaha. In other words, take out all the la from your heart. La ma'buda illallah, la masjuda illallah, la matluba illallah. All ghayrullah. Take out love of dunya, love of woman, love of money, love of name and fame. Everything, take out that, all the negative. La ilaha muqaddam hai kalma-e tawheed. Ghayr-e haq jab jaye hai. When ghayr-e haq goes out of the heart, tab dil mein haq aa jaye. Then Allah automatically comes in their heart. Then you don't have to give da'wat for Allah also. Which heart is clean, Allah comes in their heart. Allah says, hadith Qudsi, that the whole world, heavens and earth, I can't fit in there. It's too small for me. I fit in the heart of a mu'min, of a belief. But that heart has to be clean. And to clean the heart, like this glass is dirty, and we have to put water and to give somebody, with what we'll wash it. With water, and then we'll put water. So to clean the heart, you clean it with zikrullah. And when you have cleaned it with zikrullah, Allah will come. You clean your heart with Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. You clean your heart with the name of Allah, and then Allah will come into your heart. And this year, this method of making zikr, there are many, but one muraqabah, that with La ilaha, that I'm taking everything out of my heart which is beside them. And the correct, the best way, there are many ways, all mashayikh that they show, but what our shaykh has shown us, you sit towards Qibla with your legs crossed, and from your heart which is here, little bit you move your body like this, La ilaha. So you are vacuuming, taking out from your heart that everything ghayrullah, the love of pride, the love of name and fame, lust and desire of dunya, and you are throwing it out the side. Allah, and you put only Allah, the purity in the heart. A person just start with, you vacuum it one time, it becomes clean. So you vacuum your heart 100 times, how can't it come? If a person does zikr properly, his heart will become clean, there is no doubt about it. So 100 times a person says, La ilaha, desire of woman, desire of money, desire of name and fame, you are taking it, throwing it out. And illallah, you are only putting Allah. 100 times your heart will become clean. And 100 times you say, Allah. What?